The Cincinnati Men's Chorus is a voluntary, not-for-profit community chorus which provides the opportunity for gay men and gay supportive men to sing together. Now in its 23rd season, it's my distinct pleasure to welcome to Around Cincinnati, president of the board and a member of the bass section, Tom Crawford. Hello, Tom. Welcome.
Hi, Robin. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Cincinnati Men's Chorus, 23 seasons.
23 seasons.
That is no small feat. Tell us about Cincinnati Men's Chorus.
Well, as you said, we're a voluntary, not-for-profit chorus, and we were started back in 91 by a group of gentlemen looking for lack of a better word, a safe haven, a place where they could come and be themselves and not have to worry about the hate and the bigotry that the GLBT community faced then and still to a degree faces today. And so 23 years later, we're still here, we're still going strong and providing the same services. We work for equality, work for justice, work for harmony between our community and the community at large. We always say that whenever we go on stage, we'll change someone's life. And that person could be on the stage, and that person could be in the audience. When people talk, they tend to talk over one another. When people sing, people stop and listen. And so whether we're singing a quote-unquote message piece, or whether we just stand on stage and identify ourselves as a group of gay and gay supportive men, we're making a statement. We're sending a message. And so that's why I think what we do is important after all these years.
It's already December. Everybody's thinking about the holidays. Tell us about your holiday concert.
Well, as usual, we have a treat in store for anyone who happens to come to our holiday concert. And this year, the concert title is Tinseltown. And so it's all your favorite holiday songs from the movies, going back to the golden age of the silver screen with pieces like Silver Bells and White Christmas, Snows of Yesteryear, to more recent holiday films, including a wonderful piece called The Nightmare Before Christmas.
And the dates?
The dates are December 14th at 8 p.m. and the 15th at 3 p.m. That's a Saturday evening and a Sunday afternoon.
What else do you have in store for the rest of your season? What are the other concerts? And you have a fundraiser, too, I thought.
We have a fundraiser coming up in February, which is our cabaret, which a group of men from the chorus, not the whole chorus itself, but they pick a certain theme. This year, I believe it's Brokenhearted, and it always tends to fall around Valentine's Day. So whether you're with someone or not, or getting over someone, it's a wonderful chance to get out of the house during the cold weather and hear some wonderful music, and that's going to be at Below Zero Lounge.
What else do you have in store for the rest of your 23rd season?
The rest of the season, our March concert is going to be very fun. It's called Hello, Dolly, and it's a mashup of songs from the Jerry Herman musical, Hello, Dolly, and the wonderful, wonderful Dolly Parton.
And that's April 14th and 15th.
Correct.
You wind up your season with, now you're going to have to explain the title, Boys, Boas, and Bears, Oh My.
One of the songs we're doing in the holiday concert is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Judy Garland. Well, I should be singing with Judy during that song, so that's one reason to come to the concert. But sort of following that through to the Pride concert, Boys, Boas, and Bears, Oh My is our Pride concert. It's sort of a takeoff. The title is of Lions, Tigers, and Bears, Oh My, obviously Judy Garland, the Wizard of Oz. So the Boys, Boas, and Bears just refers to the different segments, I guess, of the GLBT community. They're the little subsets that make up the community as a whole. And so we just thought it was a fun title and made for a fun graphic and lends itself to a lot of different avenues to take.
And that will be sort of in conjunction and in support of other Gay Pride Week.
Correct.
Activities.
That'll happen in June during the whole month where they'll have Pride activities with different organizations.
Tom, you're a not-for-profit, so you do accept donations, of course, and probably grants and things. But you've also got some sponsors that help you do what you do.
We do, Robin, and the sponsors are the lifeblood of our organization, as they are with many. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention our presenting sponsor for the season, and this is the first season we've had a presenting sponsor, is the Fawcett McDuffie Realty Group of Comey Shepherd. And so they're the overall sponsor for the season. And then also our holiday concert sponsor, and they have been for several years, is Macy's. So we certainly want to thank them for their support.
Where do you perform your concerts? You changed venues at least once, I think,
well,
over 23 years.
We have been in several locations. This is our fourth year. We're at SCPA, the School for Creative and Performing Arts on Central Parkway and over the Rhine. We're in the Mayerson Theater down there, and it's a wonderful venue. And it's right in the heart of everything that's going on, the revitalization. So we encourage our folks to come down before the show and have dinner, and then obviously go out afterwards and have a drink. Chances are you'll run into a lot of chorus members after the concert at any of the venues down there.
If someone who's listening right now is interested in participating as a member of the chorus, it is all volunteer, what is the first step they need to take and what's the process for becoming a member?
Well, we hold auditions the first 2 weeks of our rehearsal process. So we'll take a break after the holiday concert. We'll start back up in January. So January 8th and 15th. We'll have open auditions, and those are, well, they'll be at 6 p.m. We rehearse at St. John Unitarian Church in Clifton, and they can just contact us through the website, and there's a link there to get a hold of our membership chair. You'll do a very short audition. You don't have to have anything prepared. We are very forgiving as a community chorus, and I would encourage anyone that is interested to please come out and try.
How often and how long do you rehearse?
We rehearse every Wednesday from 7 to 9:30. And then usually the week before the concerts, it'll tighten up a little bit. We'll have a couple of extra rehearsals. And we also do an out-of-town retreat during our fall season and then an in-town retreat during the other two. We'll rehearse throughout the weekend.
Looking back over the 23 years that Cincinnati Men's Chorus has been in existence here in the city, what kind of impact do you think you've had on the community? I know you haven't been a member all 23 years, but certainly from your bio, it's been a life-changing experience for you.
It has been. I've been a member for 16 years. This is my 16th season with the chorus. And for me personally, I go back to that, you know, it changes people's lives. And that was true for me. Being a member of the chorus gave me pride in who I was and what I was and gave me, I guess, the strength, for lack of a better word, to come out to my parents and my family who have all been very supportive. And I think it does that for a lot of members. For a lot of our members, it's a second family. It's a place where they can come and be welcome and be who they are. For some of our members, it's their only family. Because, again, of prejudices that are out there, so which is unfortunate, but it's good they have this safe haven to be a part of. And I think for the community as a whole, again, it just presents the GLBT community in a positive light. It shows us that we are men who go out, we work every day at our jobs. Some of our members are fathers and grandfathers, and they're doctors and lawyers and professionals of every walk of life. And I think it just, we break those stereotypes that people often have of who this community is.
It's been so great talking with you, Tom. This is Tom Crawford. He's the board president and also a member of the bass section of Cincinnati Men's Chorus. Thanks for being here this evening.
Thank you, Robin, very much.
For more information about the Cincinnati Men's Chorus Tinseltown Holiday Concert, which is coming up this weekend, as well as the rest of their season, tickets, and how to become a member, please visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey-Allgaier.